Support for WXXI Digital Media comes from our members and from Tompkins Bank of Castile, proud sponsor of the WXXI Business Report. Tompkins Bank of Castile is a local community bank providing financial services to Western New York since 1869. More online at bankofcastile.com.
Time for the WXXI Business Report with News Director Randy Gorman. And this week, the focus is on jobs and earnings for a couple of local companies. Randy?
Yes, Beth, some of those earnings just out. But first, let's talk about jobs. Recent figures just late last week about this Rochester metro area in terms of job growth. These are the monthly numbers we get from the State Labor Department. This is actually for February, and we saw an increase of 2,600 private sector jobs then compared to a year ago. That was on top of a 2,800 job increase in January. A state labor analyst, Tammy Marino, telling me that education and healthcare, often those areas are the ones that see the most consistent gains around here, did see the biggest increase. And the February private sector jobs were at their highest level on record for that month. Some concerns raised by the recent Chapter 11 bankruptcy filing by Topps Markets. Buffalo News says Topps plans to ask a bankruptcy court judge to allow it to reduce its contributions to a pension plan that covers many of its workers. The Buffalo paper quoting the largest union, UFCW, which represents those workers, since it really hasn't happened officially, but they say they are talking to Topps about this right now. Obviously, the union not too happy about that situation. Just out moments ago, earnings for Paychex, one of our larger locally based companies, and they saw profits and sales that on first blush appear to have beat Wall Street estimates. That income increasing about 29% over a year ago to about $260 million, 72 cents a share, which was several cents above the estimate. Total sales up around 9%. That was helped in part by a recent acquisition. CEO Marty Musi saying the revenue increased due in part to the recent acquisition of a company called HR Outsourcing Holdings. They are also seeing some benefit from the federal tax reform changes. We'll hear more from Marty during the earnings call, and he'll be on CNBC later today. New York State, among a growing number of states, considering legislation to create government-sponsored payroll deduction retirement programs. Personal finance expert Gene Chatsky says more than half of American households, 55 or over, have no retirement savings, leaving them only with Social Security. So she is working with AARP in New York and other states to lobby for an individual retirement account plan, which would have some state oversight, but this would be a voluntary plan. Well, the Arbor Loft, which opened a downtown event space a couple of years ago above Hart's Local Grocers, opening a second location. It'll be called Arbor at the Port. As you might guess, it's located at the Port of Rochester. They can accommodate up to at least 250 seated people. And Batavia this past weekend, welcoming its first commercial brewery in nearly a century, the Eli Fish, I love that name, Brewing Company, part of a nearly $3 million renovation of the former J.J. Newberry building. It is named, as you might guess, after Eli Fish, who operated Fish's Malt House, a brewery located in Batavia in the 1800s. And yet another brewery, microbrewery or regular brewery here in New York State, Beth, they are just opening up like breweries. I mean, there's just a ton of them out there.
Yeah, the governor's office says it's really growing by leaps and bounds.
Hundreds and hundreds. Yeah. They like to tout that a lot, obviously, because it does mean, a lot of the kind of the farm-to-table sort of thing where you have a lot of people, growing some of their own product and making it. But it has been, at least at this point, the boom shows no sign of slowing down.
All right, Randy Gorman, our WXXI News Director, with the Business Report, which you hear every Monday at this time. Thanks.